Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, June 11th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Yesterday, we rallied in uniform at the United Shareholder meeting to make it clear that we need a contract now. Our rally expressed our dissatisfaction to the UAL Board of Directors and reminded the media that United Airlines needs to finish business with frontline workers. We are holding executives responsible for their promise that shared sacrifice would equal shared reward. Tilton focused executive remarks on the proposed merger with Continental, which is based on an agreement that is several hundred pages long, full of complex corporate issues and precise agreements for millions of dollars paid to executives whether they stay or go as a result of the merger. When questioned about the status of current negotiations, Tilton passed the question off to Doug McKean, Director of Labor Relations. When McKean was directly reminded of the fact that United Management put together the enormously complex deal with Continental in a very short period of time and thus has the ability to negotiate quickly when motivated, he claimed that he is committed to the process and that it would take time. How much time does it take to pay a worker what she or he has earned? United passenger and shareholder Mr. James Anderson attended the United shareholder meeting for the third year and again attempted to ask Glenn Tilton a question. This year he asked about union contract negotiations and whether settling them would not actually provide the benefit of making the airline even more valuable. Mr. Anderson wrote later about what happened following his question and what he thought about the response he received from Tilton and Doug McKean. The following is an excerpt from Mr. Anderson's blog about the meeting. Mr. McKean's response was that, by far, of all the groups they are in negotiations with, the AFA has been the most difficult. He said that the AFA, from the beginning, has not been willing or open to negotiate. Why would Mr. McKean make such a false statement in front of the AFA representatives in attendance is beyond me. The AFA has always been willing and open to negotiate, but they made it clear up front that their membership would not approve any contract resulting in any net concession to the company. It is UAL management that has taken a hard stance here, not the AFA. So I ask you, Mr. Tilton, you want so badly to correct the structural issues dragging down this industry, yet one issue, labor relations, you do not want to deal with fairly and equitably. There is a reason the airlines are heavily unionized, Mr. Tilton. Who else is going to look after their interests? They invest their lives in the company, yet year after year, decade after decade, UAL employees have had to give and give just so that the management can survive the mismanagement of one leadership team after another. Change that cycle, Mr. Tilton, and then you can say that you are dealing with the structural issues that plague this industry. We should note that Mr. Anderson is a loyal passenger of our airline and a welcome addition to our aircraft or any other event. We appreciate the business he provides United and the gratitude he consistently expresses frontline workers. In the merger deal, both United and Continental executives hammered out detailed agreements for themselves while stating negotiations would include, as they put it, continued operational improvements in the current and future United Airlines. In other words, executives are seeking further concessions from us rather than getting serious at the negotiating table to follow through on their promise, and reach agreement on the contract that we have more than earned. AFA remains ready to meet with the company 24/7, but they refuse to meet outside of mediation scheduled by the National Mediation Board. It will require our action and increased pressure to change their minds and get them to do something they don't want to do, pay us fair wages with an industry-leading contract. We have an opportunity to change forever the way we go to the negotiating table. We have promised whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. Let's finally take off the table any exceptions to that promise. When we take historic action to build a strike fund for the sole use of United Airlines flight attendants who are striking in support of our contract goals, we will forever go to the negotiating table with the power that the fund brings. We say to management up front, we are not only willing to strike, we are prepared to strike. It is that kind of action that is needed in these negotiations, that kind of fierce action that will convince management that not only are we the most difficult, we are the most militant and a force of strength they don't want to test, when they know it will be less expensive to settle with us than to fight us, we will get our contract. The Strike Fund purpose is clear: support our strikers. The Strike Fund eligibility is clear and simple. Submit an application with your name as a striker, an AFA member in good standing, and receive the benefit of 75 hours at your international rate of pay put in place to support the action you take to improve our collective future. There is no evaluation of financial hardship, just a simple review of your status as a striking AFA member who is working with all of us for the conclusion of the contract negotiations. Every United Airlines flight attendant will benefit from this strike fund as we improve pay, improve working conditions, improve retirement, and improve health care. Let's stamp out any fear from our collective decision to do whatever it takes and negotiate now and forever from a position of strength. This strike fund vote was initiated based on your feedback, and the final decision will be made based on your vote. If you haven't yet received your ballot with your unique activation code, or if you have questions about the voting system, please call the AFA Membership Services Department at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, between 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The United MEC Voter Helpline is also open for assistance at 1-800-624-3907, extension 546. These are the only two numbers to call if you need assistance with your credentials to vote. The Continental Shareholder Meeting also took place this week, and this meeting, too, was preceded by picket signs held by frontline workers. This protest and march was also about sharing in the airline's success, and most importantly, it was a call for management to finish negotiations for new contracts with workers. Continental workers stated plainly that it is the frontline employees who can make the airline succeed, and therefore it will behoove management to settle contracts with us now, not later. Now. This week, the MEC grievance, filed in response to United's outsourcing of our jobs through its joint venture with Aer Lingus, moved forward with hearings before the arbitrator in Chicago. The hearings will continue in July as we defend our jobs at the System Board of Adjustment. As the grievance process continues, we will keep members closely advised. Contract talks between pilots and Spirit Airlines management continued to deteriorate as pilots held an informational picketing this past Tuesday. Holding signs declaring that the clock is ticking, Spirit Airlines pilots signaled a strike is possible if a contract is not negotiated by the end of today. The pilots held a number of similar picketing and protest events throughout the week as time runs out. Contract talks continued this week after management and failed to reach an agreement in May after 3 years of negotiations. The deadline for a resolution is Friday, and if no contract agreement is reached, pilots could walk off the job starting at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. In the United Kingdom, British Airways, BA Cabin Crew Union Unite, said it will ballot members on further strike action. A final five-day walkout by 12,000 flight attendants at BA ended Wednesday, and to date, crews have stopped work on 22 days since March 20th in their dispute over staffing levels and wages. In addition to contract terms, the ballot will concern the airline's removal of travel perks for striking workers and disciplinary action taken during the dispute. The Unite Union estimates that the strike cost the carrier as much as £7 million, that's $10 million, a day. Recently, there's been an increase in turbulence-related incidents, some of which have involved injury to crew members. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. With the recent moderate to severe turbulence resulting in flight attendant injuries, it is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence or chop, buckle up if a seatbelt is available and stow all but necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts, full coffee pots, and glass bottles. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. FAOM pages 14.20.1-3 cover the precautions we take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. FAOM page 14.20.3 states that when we confront moderate chop due to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor, if necessary. If turbulence persists throughout descent and for the prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and the galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.